I am here with Idalo, also known as Angelo Marinelli. What's up, man? How are you?
How are you, dude? Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
It's all the same now. I'm here stuck watching the hourglass. Think I've forgotten how the touch of my hand we let the nights pass. If we could fast forward, better than I would, away from this lifeless place. I'm taking a plunge, yeah. One forward lunge, it's the chance I'm
to Rochester Business Connections, powered by Valberg Marketing, LLC, where I get the chance to chat with Rochester, New York's very best business owners, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. I am your host, Ben Albert. Don't forget to subscribe, and remember, we don't do advertisements. My fee for this show is simple. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Let's get started.
Yes, welcome everyone to Rochester Business Connections. I am here with Idalo, also known as Angelo Marinelli. What's up, man? How are you?
How are you, dude? Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
I'm excited. So we started today off different than usual. You tell the audience, what did they just hear here today, man?
They just heard my new single with Salvo called Break Free. It's out on all social media platforms, all distribution platforms, you know, the classic Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to your music, it's there.
Dude, I'm subscribed. I'm listening, dude. Great.
Appreciate
music.
You. Thank you so much.
I was excited when, you know, Angelo. Should I say Idalo or Angelo?
No, you can just call me Angelo, man. You know, we're on a personal level. You know, appreciate you having me a part of the show. You know, you're a friend of mine now. So, you know, if you know me, you can just call me Ange.
Love it. So when Ange came at high recommendation, I was like, dude, I used to host a music podcast. We have like 120 episodes. It's still live, guys, if people want to go check it out, Rochester Groovecast. But just last year, I guess technically it was the year before when I launched this podcast in November 2019, I took the business route. So when people recommended Ange at high freaking regard to be on my business show, I'm like, dude, we can do a crossbreed. We can do a music podcast, but still talk about business, because you are the owner of Marinelli Music. You're a producer, composer, musician, and a poetry author. Dude, where'd you get your start with all this? I guess let's talk about the birth of, when did you know you were a creative guy? When did you know you wanted to do music?
Yeah, well, hey, man, like I said, let me first start off by saying thanks for having me a part of the show. Thanks for having me here. Appreciate all the hospitality. Appreciate your love and support. It's actually, the Marinelli Music was something that I did while I was in Los Angeles, and it ended up becoming the Edlo stage name that I have. So I don't necessarily go by the Marinelli Music. You know, a lot of people change their stage names or aliases through the years as they change and develop. So that was like one of mine. So I don't go by Marinelli Music anymore, but figured I'd throw that out there.
So everything's found under Edlo, E-D-A-L-O.
Yeah, Edlo Music, pretty findable, you know. I'd definitely reach out. But yeah, to answer your question, it all started pretty much back when I was a kid. I received a drum set from my dad at like 3 years old and started playing drums with him, and just kind of developed into curiosity and love of music, you know, from love of the drums to, you know, self-composition with piano, to love of synthesizers and sounds, and then, you know, kind of teaching myself programs such as, you know, Logic and Logic X and Ableton. And, you know, through having, you know, being self-taught with those, I actually worked at BCAT, which is Buffalo Center for Arts and Technology, for a little bit. So I put together like a little workshop for them and taught students how to, you know, make music on GarageBand and Logic. So I think it's just about the love that I have for music and how I can use that, you know, in my life. So it all started back in the day, man. I mean, if that answers your question. So
yeah, it's impressive that you're able to make a business and a career out of something creative, because I know a lot of people struggle with that. A lot of my listeners are, they're business people, and they're maybe not entirely passionate about their job, but they have a job and then they have passions. You are able to take something you're passionate about, something you love, something that's your, you know, creative, and monetize it and turn it into a career. Like, how does that work? Like, where, it's a weird question, but where's the money at? Is it in the producing? Is it in the live playing? Tell me about how you can turn something creative and abstract and actually make a business out of it.
I think it's about having your P's and Q's kind of in line, because, you know, you can, you know, make, you know, it's not about making like a million in one sitting. Like, you know, I think it's about being smart with the money that you have, because, you know, you're obviously, there's a lot of routes to get to the same place, you know. So if you are, you know, a gigger musician, or you're a merch guy, like, you know, rapper trying to hustle your shirts, there's a lot of different ways to like make the bread and butter of music. For me personally, I kind of took the entrepreneur route, and I've always wanted to provide a service for somebody, such as like recording or like mixing and mastering, working on other people's music, I think was my advantage. Because I feel like I was able to open up my services, like, oh, I can do that for you, and I can also do this, 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 and that. You know, so I I think it's about just taking one thing at a time, because I think a lot of people try and do too much at once and then it doesn't all work out. So I think it's just about, you know, I don't have like a set plan or like strategy where every day I'm like, you know, set to like a 7 o'clock, I'm going to wake up and like drink, you know, my, you know, morning muscle milk. Like, no, it's, right. It's not that intense as far as regimen, but you know, the passion and love that I have for it always comes through with the work. So the people that I'm working with, you know, doing Spotify playlisting, or I'm doing mixing and masters for songs, or I'm recording people for their projects. And I just think it's about opening up your services to help other people with theirs.
Yeah, it sounds like you're not one dimensional. You're not a one trick pony where you're just focusing on your art and what you do. You're recording other people. What did you say? Spotify playlisting? I don't know if I've heard that term. What exactly?
Yeah, well, here's like a little thing where, yeah. You know, if you're listening to your Spotify, right, everybody's got the playlist that they put together. The best way to organically, you know, reach a million streams is to be put on as many organic Spotify playlists as possible. You know, if you have a database of 500 plus, you know, people that are putting together the playlists, you know, you have a whole market of ways to get your music out there that, you know, necessarily people kind of look over. So I think it's a good avenue in, you know, getting your voice heard. And also it's a way that I've used to help my personal, you know, friends or clients or whatever. And, but yeah, it's pretty much where someone will come to me and be like, hey, I, you know, here's my hip hop song or my country song. And I'll just pitch it to, you know, my database of Spotify, curators. Wow. You know, I have multiple email addresses, for each, you know, approval. And then I get the approval back that has like the email address and the feedback back from these, Spotify curators. So like I'm able to give my clients or myself, feedback back on the song. And I think that plays a good part, but you know, you can pay for these services and that's what these record labels are essentially giving you when you sign your deals or selling to you when you sign your deals. But I think for me, I've been fortunate enough to learn a lot about how the business works with contracts and a lot of things with music you can do for the fun of it. And like, if you just are a good person and you are just like, hey, like I want to give you like $300 to sing on my song or give you royalties or, you know, have you a part of my shows. I think, you know, things like that play a, you know, those separate the amateurs from the professionals.
Dude, this is fascinating stuff because I want to put an exclamation point on this and kind of like clarify. So for anyone who doesn't know, basically on Spotify, it's a playlist and it's curated. So if you like one style of music or one artist, you can get similar artists to that person, to that style. And it sounds like there's these curators that have a large audience and have reach and have marketing potential and PR potential. So what you're doing is building a list of these people, developing relationships with them, so you can reach out to them and basically get a step ahead, get on that playlist that someone who just put something up on Spotify,
exactly.
No one's going to organically find them unless they're searching for them.
Or
but
if
you
it, like,
and your clients can
up.
Actually come up, yeah.
Right, and that's how I've been able to, you know, I don't have you know, major record deals or major distribution help. You know, it's like the people who I want to work together with and being a, you know, sufficient, successful, independent artist where, you know, you can do that in today's world. You know, I think a lot of people need to know that it's a thing. And, you know, I've, you know, put tracks out there, especially like Howlin' at the Moon, Break Free. The one we just heard has hit 100,000 on Spotify and you know, that's just from playlisting itself. You know, Howlin' at the Moon featuring Dre is almost at 300,000. So it's
And listen, Ange, I've got that track Howlin' at the Moon queued up. So we're not going to listen right now, but that's going to be at the closing of the episode. I just wanted to let people know that that's queued up. So you want to listen to the whole conversation so you can hear that at the end. I derailed the conversation though, man. Where are you going?
No, you're good. No, so I was just saying, you know, it really just comes down to how you want to run your own project, you know, because everybody, you know, with music, I think they want to have their hand in the pie. And, you know, I think if you know what you want to do with it, you know, you can get to where you want to go by yourself and have the people come with you. You know, it's really about, you know, not taking the fat cat route sometimes and just, you know, I talk about this with, you know, my team all the time, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, it's not about just like the straight incline and then just the decline, you know, it's the slow and steady, you know, wins the race a lot of the times. And that's my theory behind my project.
The taking the fat cat route. I've never actually heard that term before. I love it. Well, what exactly does that mean? Is it because a fat cat declines very quickly when they fall?
I just feel like, you know, in today's society, you know, you can take that $1 million loan and you can become really famous and really, you know, really, you know, you can buy anything nowadays, right? Anything is a price. You know,
I just want to say this as a podcaster, I've never paid for a guest, but I know for a fact that certain guests will come on my show if I pay them money. Like,
I appreciate you having me involved, and just being a friend of yours is huge. You know, obviously being referred to is one thing. And I think that's the best kind of connections is, you know, hey, talk to Ben, you know, he's working on A, B, and C, and he's an awesome guy. And, you know, I think it's just about getting rid of the people who don't have the same mindset as you and just kind of working towards your goals along the way.
Why do you think you got to get rid of people that don't have the same mindset? How has that helped you in your life?
Honestly, I know it sounds kind of cutthroat, but I think it's good to get opinions, and I'm not saying not to, like, I'm not, okay, maybe that kind of came off kind of like.
No, honestly, I'm on board with it. But I mean, there's certain people that need to be out of my life, and other people I compassionately keep in my life, but maybe definitely. I have a distance, you know?
You know, because, you know, I've had, you know, different, you know, family members who have like owned labels and such. And, you know, I'm not anyone to throw anyone under the bus, and like, you know, all I'm trying to do is do what I'm doing every day, which is music and sticking to the goals and, staying focused on the things that really truly matter. And I guess with that, you have to align yourself with the correct, you know, people, you know, so it's like sometimes you have to even like eliminate, you know, going out sometimes, like if you, you know, feel like, oh, like it's not for me, but like, you know, you'd rather stay inside, like then you should probably stay inside and focus on what you need to focus on. You know, like when I was a teenager, you know, everybody wanted to party and like, you know, hey, we're in high school, let's play some beer pong. And, you know, we just turned fucking 21 and yada, yada.
Yeah.
And I was never really into that. And now that like I'm older, I'm like, here we go. Like, I'll play games with you now. Like, yeah. You know, so it's like, I feel like for me, it's just about, you know, staying focused and staying true to, you know, myself. Obviously I do that with the music and, helping others, you know, so that's kind of that's my philosophy, if you will.
Dude, it's a good philosophy. You got to stay true to yourself. And a lot of people live different lives, right? So someone might party hard in high school and then relax and have a different life when they're older. And someone might actually have their head in books all the way through high school and college. And then right. they hit their 30s and they actually like, I need to relax and actually take a vacation and do some me time. But right. that's about staying true to yourself though, right?
Right, man. Like, I think it's just all about, you know, having a set goal. You know, I wanted to tour forever. Like, you know, I, you know, was so stuck on tour. And, you know, after my last two runs, my last run was from Vermont to Florida. And it was like 10 headliners, just all the way back to back. And for me, like, I've worked years to get to that point. So it's like, now that I have a booking agent and then I'm booking tours and, you know, I have a upcoming show in Michigan, you know, and an upcoming tour in April. So I'm always working on tours and my focus isn't, you know, I'm not like a local gigger, you know, so you won't necessarily catch me playing at local restaurants every Saturday or Friday night. However, you know, if you follow me enough, you'll catch me, you know, all around the nation, just kind of playing my sets and, you know, I'll obviously come back around locally and headline at my favorite places and whatnot. But I think it's just about, you know, having your own route and your own kind of plan and sticking to your guns, man.
Yeah, sticking to your route. There's no right or wrong way as long as it's working. There isn't. Right?
A lot of people in the Buffalo, Rochester area, they only like to play in Buffalo and Rochester, you know, like they, you know, and that's cool. Like, but for me, I like to push myself and I like to, you know, explore other places and play in places I've never been. And that essentially helps me, you know, create better music and better collaborations, and ultimately it pushes the project where it needs to be organically. And I think a lot of people, you know, they miss the point of playing music. You know, they just want to be a fat cat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and I just feel like there's a lot of talented musicians that just do it for the love of music. And, you know, a lot of talent and a lot of great people come from Buffalo and Rochester. And, you know, there's a lot of great music out there, you know, and I think it's important for musicians to connect with those musicians, you know, and to establish those relationships with them and, you know, to work together essentially with the people that you want to work together with, you know. And I feel like it gets limited with record labels and deals and money and and all that stuff. You know, not that I'm saying, hey, don't take a major record deal. You know, I've definitely, you know, I've turned down record deals, and I feel like for me that was the best route to go. You know, and that's why I took the entrepreneur route to open my own, you know, private studio where I can personally help out people. You know, and that's where you do have to worry about making your own bread and butter. And, you know, that's where, you know, that's where it all kind of plays full circle.
Why'd you turn down the deal?
Was
it a good deal or was it a trash one? Or like, why'd you turn it down? Like, why'd you actually turn it down?
Why'd I actually turn it down? I turned it down because, it was given to me kind of like after a couple just like experiences that I guess didn't sit with like my soul right, you know what I mean? And I realized for the number that they were trying to give, I over time could have made that same amount, you know. And I learned through the process of distribution. Like, I released my music through the Merlin Network, which is based out of like Paris, France, I believe. And, you know, if you have your own distribution and your own team that'll work together with you, you know, I essentially turned down the deal and just chose to work with you know, two people who have my best interests. And, you know, my booking agent is someone who I've known for a decade and who has my best interests, who I can work together with. And I, like I said, I just think that, you know, if I would have taken that deal, I would have been working with people who would not have had my best interest and would have been maybe implying their own agenda on my shows and touring and merch. And they would have just taken my ideas to a route that I just wasn't comfortable with. So I was fine with the slow and steady pace and just, continued working hard.
Dude, I love that. I mean, even if it's slow and steady, own it. I mean, I'm thinking back to, again, I used to host a show, Rochester Groovecast. People can go check that out. It still exists.
Dude, you do some amazing stuff, man. I mean, not only have I heard a lot of great things about you, a lot of great things about the podcast, that's the funny thing about, I think, music in the world is that it's so small and it brings everybody together as one entity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's what has made me so passionate for it, you know, because it's always, hey, I'm meeting someone new or I'm, you know, going to a new place or, you know, it's always so fresh to me. And I think that's what gives me the fire and the drive to do it every day and, you know, to make those sacrifices that I need to make to be successful in music and to play my part, you know.
Yeah, dude, it brings people together, and it goes to the point I was going to make is one of the episodes of Rochester Groovecast, Stavo, probably butchering it. They're from Rochester, and they're like a progressive metal group. There isn't really a progressive metal rock scene in Rochester. I mean, there's a scene everywhere, but it's not huge.
Right.
So a lot of their fans are overseas. And using the internet and by finding their people and finding their supporters, you know, they're a great band. They put on a killer show, but they're not going to play a sold out show in Rochester. But right. They have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of fans across the world. And that's a big way of how finding your community, finding your people. And they might not be in Buffalo. They might not be in Rochester. They might be overseas. Elsewhere,
right.
I want to talk about some of the collaborating and the meeting people and helping people because you've worked with some really big names. Is there any names that maybe we would know about or some of the people that you've collaborated with?
Well, I mean, I have worked on like tracks with just a lot of my close and personal friends, you know, so like everybody talks about working together with people with big names. And honestly, I guess that's the goal if you're trying to like hit a million streams in one night, you know, and like that's cool. And, you know, for me, like it's just about working with my friends that I've, you know, so I just wanted to throw that out there. Like yeah.
I agree with you, but I only brought it up because I think I recall like, actually like some pretty big names and I wanted to show
No, I appreciate you. I've definitely worked together with you know, I have an upcoming single with Tyler Boone. He's the creator of Boone's Bourbon. He was on Jam in the Van. He's an awesome Americana rocker. We have an upcoming collaboration coming out in 2022. I played a show in Washington with a cat called Alex Embler. He's a really talented like R&B singer. Salvo was the track that we just listened to in the beginning. Break Free we worked on. Salvo had support from like Laid Back Luke and the Chainsmokers. So she's an incredible EDM top liner, super talented vocalist. I'm going to be dropping a single with my brother-in-law, my brother, Damone Harris. He's a Super Bowl champion. He was on Kansas City. Now he's on the Houston Texans.
Poor guy.
Yeah, so so we have our upcoming single coming out actually in like a couple weeks, 2 weeks, the end of January. It's called True to the Mission. So I got Damone on a track.
Dude, so this will drop after that single comes out. So send me the link. I'll make sure it's in the show notes so people can hear it. This will come out probably a week or two after that comes out. So it'll be great timing.
I'll make sure.
Everyone, go check that out. I haven't heard it yet. No one's heard it yet, but let's all be the first to hear it.
My family, you know.
Awesome. Love it.
Appreciate you, man. Yeah, I, you know, it's just about really working together with people like you. So, you know, like I said, I really appreciate you having me on your podcast and, you know, looking forward to working together with you more, Ben.
Dude, I'm looking forward to it too. And in a moment, we're going to go rapid fire round and we're going to listen to a track as well. But I have one question I'm curious about because I was, you know, lurking, listening to your stuff, and you've gotten a lot of press. And I'm just wondering, man, do you have a strategy that gets you press, or are people coming to you? Because I know that if you build it, they will come. If you're doing good things. Someone reached out to me the other day. They want me to speak at a conference. Never met them before, but that's because they're watching what I'm doing here. And I'm sure that happens to you. I'm wondering if you have like a strategy, though, to get press, or if it just kind of comes your way, man, because you've gotten a lot of notoriety there.
I appreciate you. I mean, I definitely work together with my select core group of people. So yeah, you know, a lot of the like Buffalo Rising articles and, you know, some of the earlier stuff with like the Hurdle Sound Lab, you know, they kind of reached out to me, but I do work together with a special publicist. I think you know her as Marie Rochelle.
Yeah.
So
everyone's heard her on the show. If not, go back about 5 or 6 episodes, Marie Rochelle. Listen to that one. It's incredible. And keep going, man.
Yeah. So like I said, I think it's about working together with the people that you want to work with. Marie is incredible. She does incredible work. And yeah, she's helped me get the articles on currently in as far as like Thrive Global and Medium and, you know, with doing tours, you know, I was able to be featured in Charleston City Paper and things like that. So I think it's about really getting to those cities and playing those shows and reaching out and connecting. So,
dude, I love it, man. I want to hear this last track, but we can't go without doing the rapid fire round.
Awesome.
Short, sweet. Take as much time as you want or need, but they're either or fill in the blank questions.
Okay.
And we'll start with coffee or tea.
I'm going to go with tea.
Beer or wine?
I'm going to go with neither.
Neither. What's your fill in the blank answer?
Um, 420 friendly.
Okay. Fair. For is that, well, is that a bourbon, a whiskey? 420 friendly, is that like, is
no
that,
no no four, I was just saying I'm 420 friendly.
Oh, got it. I heard 420 friendly and it's
no I was saying 420
and I'm
friendly.
Like 420. Okay. Is that a beverage? Dude, I love it, man. Hey, listen, it's legal. I'll show people in a side. Dude, I can't sleep without CBD THC. I can't sleep with it. It's great for anxiety. It's great for stress. So I'm with you, man. What's in your playlist right now? What are you vibing on?
Right now, I'm listening to a lot of the Beatles.
Dude.
So I'm just listening to a lot of like the Get Back. Just want to finish watching their documentary. And I mean, I'll always bump the Big G and Grismatic, the Floozies, you know, all those acts are obviously my favorite, you know, but definitely rocking the Beatles as always.
Dude, I love it. I love it. Let's do one more. social media, man, I mean, you can give us multiple handles, but where do you hang out the most? Where should I go make a friend? Where should I check out your stuff? Obviously, I can Google Italo and find you just fine, but where should I go follow you on social media? Where's the start?
I would say Instagram and Facebook at Italo Music, you know, my website, italomusic.com. You can listen to my stuff, all major music platforms. And honestly, I'm a friendly guy, you know, reach out, I'll talk to you, you know, unless you're some like absolute creep, then you'll probably be blocked.
Dude, and fair enough. And I, you know, like, yeah. Dude, I appreciate you're sending me like fire emojis on my stuff, and my stuff's kind of boring. So yeah, mix it.
No, your stuff is awesome, dude. I just sit there and I'm just, you know, I think if some, you know, I always, if somebody did that for me, you know, I'd be like, hell yeah, you know? So I just try and do the same that I would do for others, you know?
So to clarify, you're on that social media, you're commenting, like you're doing it yourself. It's not a robot liking my posts. You're actually interacting with your fans and spending time with them and look, collaborative, right? Like a lot of people are going to look at you and listen to your music or see you on the stage and see you as this icon figure. Who knows in their mind? But I mean, dude, you're an ordinary guy, right?
Yeah, no, I think it's just about, connecting with people who connect with you. You know, some of my closest people are people I never would have thought, you know, so I think it's just about staying in touch. And I think if you can do that and headline shows in their cities too, I think that's a pretty badass place to be. So that's where I mentally see myself. So that's where I put myself there. I'm like, hey, you know, if I can headline shows in your cities, you know, come out, you know, I make it a pretty real thing. I don't fat cat it at all.
No more fat cat. I love the term. I'm going to start using it. Listen, we're going to close out with Howling at the Moon featuring Dre. Before we close, man, what should I be listening to? I'm asking anyone who's not driving or running right now to close their eyes and absorb this song, enjoy it, bob your head. But what should we be listening for? What should we look forward to in a moment here?
I think about just taking a moment to just maybe tune out and tune off like what you're thinking about or like your daily life and just enjoying the rhythm of the song and just, you know, forgetting about your daily, everyday stresses and just taking that 2 minutes to just, I guess, in a way, meditate and forget about the nonsense in your world today.
All right, man. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
This is Howling at the Moon featuring Dre, Angelo, Ange, man. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Such a pleasure, brother. Appreciate it.
Man. Thank you so much, Ben.
tight. We're all staring at the same sun, but I'm howling at the moon.
Thanks for listening to Rochester Business Connections. Don't forget to share this, rate, and comment on your favorite platform. You can also email me, ben@valbertmarketing.com. Let's connect soon. Until then, keep thriving, everyone.